welcome to another edition of the 4K Blu-ray Review. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest. And this is the Multimedia Men Network, podcast network on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, all of the above. We're so happy to be here. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher Radio. Look up the Multimedia Men, look up Boomstick Comics, and you'll find a plethora of shows on the Multimedia Men Network, such as a wrestling show, a horror movie show, a music show, a nerdy show, and this 4K Blu-ray review, where we review 4K and Blu-ray releases. See if you need to spend your hard-earned money on physical copies, because it ain't dying, folks. It is October 3rd, and yeah, let's jump right into all these horror movies. We got a lot coming up in the way of horror films from Scream Factory, one of the most fun and best home video places to release horror films, old and new. Very exciting. First is a movie I think most of us remember from the year 1994. Early 90s, this movie is called Brain Scan, and it starred Edward Furlong, you know, the kid from Terminator 2, and Frank Langella. It was directed by John Flynn, who's kind of an older guy. He was born in the 30s, the early 30s. He was alive when the first King Kong came out. He's done a few things over the years. He's done a whole lot, maybe just a dozen movies or so. I would say his most popular is a movie called The Outfit and Rolling Thunder, as well as this kind of short-lived Brain Scan horror film. This is a horror film. It does not take place on Halloween. However, did come out right before summertime in 1994 in April. The budget for the film was pretty cheap, and it only made $4.3 million, and it does not get any good reviews, really. But 1994 was a year when computers, CD-ROMs, and interactive video games were getting pretty popular. So of course Hollywood was like, "Hey, let's take on this genre." It's very weird. So in the movie, Edward Furlong plays a teenage kid named Michael Brower. He lives in a pretty well-off house. His parents are divorced, but his dad is always out of town on work. And he just kind of sits around and plays video games on a CD-ROM. He's kind of a hacker in a way. And he's really into horror and heavy metal music and all of that stuff. Well, he gets this new game, which is dubbed ultra realistic, and it is called Brain Scan. And it's a bunch of CD-ROM games. So he puts in the first disc, and basically what happens Edward Furlong's character, Michael Brower, is transported basically into the game, or is it real life? And he is a murderer. He witnesses a murder by a guy named the Trickster. And this Trickster is like the coolest part of the film because he's really strange looking. He's like a demon, big red spiky hair, green eyes, a lot of makeup on him. And when the game is over and Edward Furlong wakes up, he finds out that the murders were real. And the Trickster comes into his life and tells him to do more. It's really weird. It kind of plays out kind of like a noir, because it's kind of like, who really did it? Who done it? Type of thing. So that's basically the gist of the movie. However, the movie itself is 96 minutes long, and it really has enough story for about 30 minutes. So there's a lot of filler. There's a lot of very long dramatic pauses, and just not a whole lot of filler in the film. It doesn't quite hold up to today's standards by any means of the imagination. But it's still a fun film to watch in the form of going back to those nostalgic early 90s video games, seeing all like the old computer equipment, like the big screen monitors and the speakers everywhere. and even the heavy metal synth music with big hair bands in the early 90s, still quite fun. It's all there. So towards the end of the film, I'm sure you've seen this, you've had enough time to see this movie, 25 years probably. At the end of the film, it kind of sets up for a sequel, but of course they didn't do it because everybody hated it and and it didn't make any money. But the soundtrack itself features tons of heavy metal bands: Mudhoney, White Zombie, OLD, Dandelion, Primus, Tad, Pitch Shifter, and the Butthole Surfers. So it's pretty interesting. What's funny about this film, behind the scenes, is that the actor who played the trickster and the director hated working with Eddie Furlong. They said he was like the worst person to work with because he just was a brat kid. I'm trying to remember if this was pre-Terminator 2, but he was a diva. He would sleep in. You really had to slap him to wake him up. He just hated coming to set. All of this, you know, and it just, you know, not professional. So nobody, not really a lot of people had a lot of good things to say about him. Again, he was 15 at the time, but still there's a professional way to do things. But yeah, it's been said in interviews with everybody that Edward Furlong at a young age was very difficult to work with. But Brain Scan, let's move into the video and audio presentations. Brain Scan, this is the very, very first time Brain Scan has been on Blu-ray in 1080p HD. Scream Factory did a pretty decent job with it. This is a 25-year-old movie, again, and it looks good. They really made it darker, visually speaking, indoor and outdoor scenes. Like, there's not a lot of bright primary colors, minus maybe the trickster's bright red hair, and his outfits and green eyes sometimes. There's a couple of, like, neon lighting here and there, which really gives a really good glow. But other than that, like, the film isn't overly bright or warm. It's much darker in its tone and visual style, which is very good. Yes, colors are vibrant and pretty well balanced here for this new release. Nothing's too glowy or halo-y here. Detail is pretty decent. Mostly you'll notice it on the trickster's practical effects makeup. You'll see his wrinkles, his demonic eyes, every strand of red hair on his head that sticks out way out. So yeah, and it's fun to see kind of like the times of the computers, like the early 90s computers and all their detailed like plastic arrangements, if that makes any sense. But yeah, it's pretty good. Black levels are pretty deep and inky, and grain levels are kept to a minimum, and there's really no big anomalies. There's a little bit of video noise here and there, but other than that, problem-free. Pretty good, I would say, for a movie like this. Audio-wise, so this comes with the original sound mix. Excellent, Scream Factory, we love you. DTS HD Master Audio in Stereo 2.0. I would have loved Scream Factory to do a 5.1 mix because of all the heavy metal music into it, which would have given it a really full sound with bass and a low end. It's not really here. I mean, you'll get that, but not enough as you would have with a 5.1. The video game sound effects, the kind of gory kills, you'll see, you'll hear very well. They're pretty decent. Not like a huge action movie made today, but they're good. They come from the two speakers in front. The score here, though, the guitar and the heavy metal music, the keyboard, the synth stuff, all sounds the best. Dialogue is crystal clear, easy to follow along, no pops, cracks, hiss, or shrills either. It's a pretty decent for an early 90s horror film of a low budget. Nothing that's going to wow you, but it's still pretty good. So it's still fun to hear all the video game sound effects and old computer keyboards like the clank, clack, clack stuff. So pretty good there. Let's talk about the extras, the bonus features, which, holy shit, there's a ton of them. So there is a brand new, all new audio commentary with the assistant to the director, Tara Georges Flynn. So basically, this is a feature-length commentary with Tara, who is the son of the director who died about a decade ago, and it's there's another guy who kind of moderates it. His name is Michael Felsher. So it's pretty good. Basically, what happens here is Felsher kind of asks questions to Tara, and he kind of answers everything about his dad and making the movie. So kind of like, oh, what was it like making the film in this time? What is your dad's style like? How's the movie held up? Stuff like that. It's not like it goes on for most of the movie. There's a little break here and there, but it's a pretty decent commentary. It would have been nice to have other people on a commentary, but this is close as they got. There's also a brand new virtual debut, an interview with screenwriter Andrew Kevin Walker. This is pretty good. It's 15 minutes long. And the writer for Brain Scan, he looks back at the script, basically talks about what was rewritten, what was left out, why he's proud of it, and how well it's hold up. It is actually a pretty decent interview. There's also a brand new, all new interview, which is 14 minutes long, with actor T. Ryder Smith, who plays the crazy trickster in the movie, which is excellent. This guy is a very big Shakespearean theater actor, and he got this part, and it is excellent. This is a must watch bonus feature, because this dude is awesome and talks about all what he put into this character, which is excellent and by the best part of the movie. Also, there is a brand new extra that is 20 minutes long. It's called Merging Realities, and it's basically interviews with all the visual effects guys, which is really cool. These three guys talk about what they put into all the horrific practical visual effects, the video game stuff. It's excellent, must watch. And then also, there is a brand new interview with the composer George S. Clinton for 12 minutes. And no, it's not the George Clinton from P-Funk. It is a different George Clinton. The bonus feature is called Musical Virtuosity. And George S. Clinton, not relation to George Clinton of P-Funk, he did the music for the movie Mortal Kombat. Ding, 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 ding. So he talks about his career. He talks about this movie, Mortal Kombat, all sorts of fun shit. It's a pretty fun interview, recommended, 12 minutes long. And let's see, what else do we have? We have old kind of extras from the making of, from the early 90s. We have Trickin' with Trickster, vintage behind the scenes fun on Brainscan, which is 5 minutes long. And basically, it's come kind of like B-roll footage of Edward Furlong and T. Ryder Smith kind of enjoying their characters on set, driving around, stuff like that. There's one deleted scene, which is 2 minutes long. And it's really weird. It sucks because a lot of this was a pretty big scene, and a lot went into it, and they left it out, which is very unfortunate. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you should see it. There's 8 minutes of behind-the-scenes footage, more B-roll stuff of crew and makeup effects, people getting the sets ready. There is a still photo gallery, which lasts about a minute, showing basically deleted scenes, makeup stuff, production stills. And then there is even more still galleries of promo stuff. And then there's a few trailers, which last about 3 minutes long. There's, teaser trailers, TV spots, and then the original theatrical trailer. So there's a ton of stuff here. Unfortunately, there is no interview with Edward Furlong. I'm sure nobody wanted to work with him. But still saying that, this movie is recommended for those true horror fans because there hasn't been a movie like this. You know, like there was like The Wizard, but that was like PG Disney. This is like the antithesis of that, of being video game horror movie with Edward Furlong when he was very popular at the time. The video and audio presentations are pretty good. This is the only time it's ever been on Blu-ray. Who knows if it'll ever be out again. And there's tons of extras on it. So if you're nostalgic, is at an all-time high, and you love horror, this movie is recommended. Get it. Currently, it's about $20. Online, go to Scream Factory, get it from them. You'll enjoy that better in the process. But yeah, Brain Scan, recommended.